Just out of town, in the dirt roads country, is an overpass. I have been there before, drinking beer and wandering around playing dodge cop. By being out past curfew and drinking beer as a teenager but avoiding the law, who wandered the small town and repeating circuits. We would hide the beers under this overpass because it had a strange niche on each side deep enough to put a sleeping bag in and sleep there. That's when I had the idea it would be interesting but noisy to live under there. Well, I've had enough of the horrors of town. It's just a 5-minute walk from the last house, and I might as well check it out. Maybe I'll gather supplies and stay here until the world makes more sense again. I start up the slope of the concrete leading to the wide niche when an angry voice suddenly screams at me. It's amplified by the acoustics of this concrete enclosure. I'm shocked by this and I nearly fall backwards to roll down the concrete slope. It's some young man, he's about 22. He has bushy red hair and a green shirt with some new band on it. Get out of here, you bastard! This is mine! Find your own place, you fucker! You fucker! Leave now, you fucking bastard! How fucking dare! How fucking dare you! The guy is like an angry, chirping bird. I first tried to apologize and explain, but my calm voice was drowned out in his desperate and angry barks. I just flipped him the bird and started walking further up the dirt road, kicking at cans and bottles. His voice followed me. I turned around to see he was behind me, at a safe distance, still screaming and waving his arms in a fit of rage. I just turned around and kept walking. A little faster now. Still, the little bastard follows and goes off. I flip him off while still walking. 20 fucking minutes later, and still, the little bitch is following and cussing me out. I turn and yell, "Chill the fuck out, you little goddamn bitch! I'm over a fucking mile from your goddamn home, your precious home, and I'm not coming back. Shut the fuck up already." I face the kid, who stands with his arms folded across his chest, puffed out. He stares silent and hard till I'm done. Then instantly he starts up his angry barking again. He stands there just screaming. I try to stay cool. I think maybe he'll tire himself out. He shows no sign of wearing out or coming down. I have so wronged him. He's going to have his word. Never mind, he has been barking for over 40 minutes now. I walk some more with him following. Every time I stop and turn, he stops. If I walk towards him, he backs up. This pattern repeats a few times. Then I suddenly charge him at full speed. He is taken by surprise. He tries to run away, but I tackle him and start punching him in the face and neck as hard as I can over and over again. Sometimes I yell, "Shut the fuck up!" between punches. He covers up as best he can, due to screaming like a girl and crying and flailing his arms and legs in random patterns. Then I get up and start walking away. It was ugly, but at least I'll be left in peace now. Not so. I had been walking about 3 minutes when I heard the trembling squeaks behind me. They got louder and louder in high-pitched staccatos of rage. Will this asshole never give up? Start looking for good-sized rocks. Around here, half the size of a clenched fist is about as large as they come. I get 5 nice ones and stop and turn around. The young bastard appears to be out of breath from all that screaming, but he's still far from done. He stops and points a shaking finger at me. He has a half-swollen shut eye and a bloody nose that has painted his shirt. I pitch a rock and miss. Another and another and miss. He does not even flinch. He just keeps on yelling his sermon about what an asshole I am. This time I clip him right in the mouth. He jerks back and holds his face. I throw the last rock. It bounces off his ear. He screams in pain. I turn around and walk, still looking for rocks. I find this heavy, big fist-sized, jagged piece of metal from some redneck truck. As I expected, it didn't take him long to come back cussing at me from behind. I feel like I'm suffocating from all this accusation in my eyes, or my ears are raw from his screaming. I turn and run at him. The bastard is faster. He's able to keep a safe distance, safe enough. When I stop running to catch my breath, he's breathing too hard to yell at me. I mean to really fuck him up now. It's fucking on. I just need to recover from that run. The chill winter wind drags across the sweat on my forehead. I still have that big nasty hunk of metal in my hand. I hurl it with all I've got and it catches him on the brow with a hollow sounding clunk. He is staggering, stunned on his feet. Before he can recover, I run forwards and hit him in the face. He hits the dirt road with a shocked cry. I kick him in the left ear as hard as I can, and I jump up and stomp his balls with both feet as he covers his face. I find that hunk of metal and I grab it and slam it into his face over and over again. Blood is on it and on my sleeve. Still I howl, "Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!" and hit and hit. I think he is dead when I walk away. He is still and silent. And this is all that matters to me now. I find myself walking faster and faster away from that bloody scene. I just pushed the body into the ditch with my foot and started walking away. No traffic. No one saw the encounter. I walked 2 miles, turning right at the first intersection. I couldn't think straight. I had no plan. Every thought seemed interrupted, midway by another. I kept on walking. I'm dead. Everybody is already dead. This is the afterlife. I just keep walking. I shall walk forever and never stay anywhere for long. So be it.